This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Alrighty, folks, before we dive into this episode, we've got to give a shout out to our amazing sponsor, Peak Productions.
Nothing like the sound of crisp quality. And speaking of quality, Peak Productions deliver top-notch videography to elevate your business social media game.
Absolutely. They create videos that not only look fantastic, but also drive real engagement from promos to storytelling. Peak Productions has the magic touch.
So, if you want to stand out online, hit up Peak Productions. Trust us, you'll love it, the results, just as much as I love this beer.
Yeah, check them out at www.peakproductions.com.au or check out their socials and let them take your brand to the next level.
I want to thank me. I want to thank me for believing in me. I want to thank me for doing all this hard work. I want to thank me for having no days off. I want to thank me for never quitting. I want to thank me for always being a giver and trying to give more than I receive. I want to thank me for trying to do more right than wrong. I want to thank me for just being me at all times. Snoop Dogg, you a bad motherfucker, girl.
G'day, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome back to another episode of the Lads Podcast. Me, Barney, him, Stiffy, how are you?
Yeah, good. I'm Stiffy, Lads Podcast, lifestyle adventure and daily stories. Welcome to the Lads Podcast.
Yes, we are.
Fucking good, man. Fuck, I'm good.
Mate, how good is it?
Sunday afternoon,
fucking sun's out, guns out.
The weather's been shit for last, like, four days with showery, cloudy, rainy. Yeah. But anyway, mate. It is a magnificent Sunday. We're recording on a Sunday, so whether you're hearing this whatever day of the week, we are actually three beers deep already because it's Sunday after, and we get out of our heads and into our sheds.
I'm counting.
That's
a lie.
And you know,
we don't lie to people.
Open that fucking fridge, bros.
Let's get another one.
Oh fuck! Here we go. There's the fridge. Because I need another beer. I'm going to get straight in. Actually, I'm going to go off the beers. I'm going to get off the What was I on? The Carlton Midi. What are these?
The Carlton Dryer. Dryers. They're lower carb because I'm all about fitness. So
I'm going to get back into where the cracks are fucking fantastic.
And oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Fucking Bundy. Show me.
The Bundy cracks.
The Bundy cracks.
Show me
the
crack.
Bundy has the best crack.
Bundaberg Sunny Rum. I've mentioned this can a few times on bodies. And guys, I hope this crack comes through just as well as previously cracked.
Oh, that's
just fucking sensational.
It sounds like summer, doesn't it?
Just fucking sensational.
It sounds like summer.
You know what?
Sounds
the
like
the smile
times.
I had on my face before I cracked that has just gotten bigger.
Bigger. How could it? Right out.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, no, Bundy cracks better.
No, it was good.
Yeah.
It was good.
Any crack's good.
Well, is it?
I'm
immediately when you said that, I'm thinking of a plumber's crack, and that's not
crack,
good.
Nah, plumber's cracks are shit, are they?
Plumber's cracks would have a lot of shit going on about it. Mm. A plumber has got a shitty job, though, hasn't it? Well, it is. It's all
some
about
some of them do. Some don't actually fucking touch it. Like, you got fucking roofing plumbers, you got mechanical plumbers, gay plumbers, you got fucking straight plumbers, you got fucking.
If you were to be a plumber, what would you specialize in, or what would you be your target plumbing?
My plumbing would be, I was going to say like, women's prison, but that'd be fun.
I'm thinking I would be anything but the shit plumber. I don't think my stomach could handle the shit.
Yeah, no, I couldn't do that. So it'd have to be a plumber that drives around and fixes fucking rich old ladies' fucking sinks. Like fucking tap right. replaces, tap them.
Like the pool, like the pool yeah. cleaner does. Yeah, I'm here to
that's it. I'm here to fix your tap. I'm here to fix your moisture problem.
Oh, fuck. And there's a lot of taps out there.
Mate, there's a lot of taps.
Every fucking house has 30 taps.
Maybe that's a new business, the fucking lads plumbers.
The tap man.
Yeah, the tap
I'm going to tap you.
Tap it. Tap out.
Fuck's sake.
Oh, mate, what sort of week you had? Mm. Fucking obviously fucking moist and wet, but yeah.
Yeah, it's been a bit going on. Yeah. This week has been, you know what? This week's been full of surprises, actually.
Mm.
As for business wise, yeah, it's actually been quiet because of the rain.
Yep.
But I'm getting through a lot of work, but this will bring more work on. So that's fine. So I'm good with that. So that's working. That's ticking along good. As for the podcast side of things, fuck man, I think I've opened up a few cans of fucking whoop ass.
You did, mate. It's fucking, she's exploded. It's like I opened a can of fucking, what's that fucking wormy shit? Like fucking puncher and that and just going everywhere.
Just fuck. Yeah.
Like I opened a bottle of fucking mayonnaise and squirting everywhere. So.
So there's a bit going on with behind the scenes, I probably should say, with the lads podcast, which is good.
Won't say too much.
No, there's a bit going on. There's a lot going on for our future for the lads podcast, and I can just see, you know, just talking about it now. Like, okay, listeners, if you're listening to us now, we have just sat down and drank a fair bit of piss and talked about the behind the scenes stuff.
Yep.
And I think we mate, it felt like we talked for about 10 minutes, yep. but it was actually nearly 3 hours. Because of what, and to give you listeners a bit of an idea, it's just what's coming up. There's a lot coming up. We've got a lot of things going on in the backgrounds about the future with the lads podcast, and it's all good shit. There's a lot of good shit that we've just talked about.
There's no downhill stuff.
No, it's all absolutely good. So, mate, my week's been busy with filling up, well, not filling, but just getting around some things that needs to be get around, you know? Yep. So it's good.
Yep. Same as mine, mate. My
so tell me, before I get into any of that sort of shit, you got to tell me your week, and especially not just your week. Fuck me, you've had a bit going on this weekend.
The weekend, yeah. The weekend's been pretty fucking big. Fucking Barney needs a rest. Yeah. If anyone from work's listening tomorrow, I may not be there, so...
No, you're feeling good. No, I'll get you home. Good. I'll get you home after this, and you can sleep.
We'll get home, but yeah, no, it's been pretty good. So it's got an invite to the Broncos game.
So Friday night, Broncos versus Fins.
Dolphins. Fins up for the Dolphins. Yeah, so we got out to there, and again, it was just a neighbourhood sort of thing, and a few other blokes and that. So we finished work at about 2 o'clock in the city. Got home by about 3.
Now I watched that game pissing down rain.
Was it? Was it?
Oh, didn't you see that from the corporate box?
Fucking did not see it.
What were you looking at? The fucking
I actually wasn't
top
in
of your can.
I wasn't in the corporate box, but fucking we went out and watched the kickoff and fucking, because we're in the members bar, so we're in the member section and shit and fucking got in there and got amongst your work and fucking ruined the piss, mate.
So
and it started so how much way of, before fucking, before
oh,
that.
Yeah. Did you watch much of the game? Or you just heard the roars? Who won? Absolutely. So if I ask you who won.
Broncos won because they've got the ITIP footy thing, so I know they fucking won. But yeah.
Yep.
It was, I don't know, just good people, good times. Like fucking whether you.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com.
Save $80 with code SPACE80 at TalkSpace.com.
You're at the game to fucking watch the game.
I reckon that's what makes it more fun. Yeah, yeah, you know, you're at the atmosphere, you're at the game, you're watching the game. You can watch as much or as little as you fucking want.
And we were dry too, so everyone was sitting there with their ponchos and shit. So yes, it was raining because everyone had ponchos and shit on. So. But we were in the members bar, so we got access to the members bar and fucking on the piss there and went down and watched the kickoff and... I think I watched probably the first 15 minutes or so and need another beer, of course. So fucking straight across, no lines. No lines to get fucking beer.
Oh, all the toilet that.
Like in the members bar, like fucking straight in there. So, and then they got a TV. So,
oh, yeah.
You can see more with the fucking TV. You can hear the fucking sounds and shit like that. So, so I ended up sitting in there with a couple other blokes and fucking...
Just drinking and watching.
Yep. Just fucking wandering around fucking talking
did,
to
did guys. You eat anything? What's the food like there now? You didn't eat, did you? Eating's
cheap. They actually didn't have food.
No, I'm sure there would have been.
You know, I was fucking fuck all, mate. So,
no, all right, so that was the footy.
That was the footy.
So Friday night, the game starts at what, 8 o'clock? 7 o'clock? I can't remember.
I think it was 6:30.
Oh.
Yeah, so 6:30. Anyway, so we're fucking prime, fucking going there. Have
so
good
once
time.
The game's finished, we're talking 9 o'clock-ish, 8:30, whatever.
Yeah.
You're getting
feeling
good.
Normal people are going home.
Yeah, not Barney.
No, nah, we're going to the new casino.
Oh, at the Queen's...
Yeah, Queen's Wharf. The new
in
casino.
So how fucking nice is that?
Don't know.
You were there?
Oh, no, we actually didn't get in. And it wasn't my fault. I wasn't too drunk or anything else like that. But fucking, it probably saved me a fucking lot of money anyway. So thanks, Wayno, for that. Because Wayno had steel cap boots on because it was pissing down rain and shit. He said, I'm wearing my fucking good shoes or anything like that. So I'm wearing that and fucking, all good.
Yep.
But like, even the fucking trip in there, mate, like we had to have fucking 4 piss stops just to get into fucking Greenbank, into Springwood. Into, so, it was, fucking big night. So yeah, can't get into the casino. Because Wayno's got
steel caps.
He goes, oh, you blokes just going, yeah, and we're not leaving any man behind.
No, mate, if you're going out as a team, you stay as a team.
You stay as a team. So we even had a bit of fucking group chat, so in case anyone got lost, and that was probably going to be me anyway. But
yeah.
And then, because in the casino, I went to this little bar that you fucking, I don't even know the name of the fucking
thing. Mate, you were nowhere.
Fucking down there drinking piss and talking to the boys and left the boys and started playing pools with a heap of South Africans. That was fucking great, man. Like, fucking just hearing their story and shit. Like, I would love to be mic'd up for that.
Yeah.
It was just, just to move from another country to here.
Yeah.
Great bunch of young blokes. I fucking let them beat me at pool, so just...
Oh, that was nice of you.
Yeah, it was. So.
But that's like Jay we had on with the hot air balloon with Jay. You know, his story. But
we've got to get back to that one.
How good is that to just fucking...
Yeah, to pack up. I can never picture sort of packing up, moving countries and living in a different country. Obviously, South Africa is a bit closer than everything else too.
Unless your life is, South Africa is South Africa. Yeah. So,
But yeah, got yarn into those blokes. Can't remember much of what they said, but to you blokes. So
fast forward, what time are we talking about now? Like, are we talking PM or AM?
Oh, no, this is still PM.
Oh, that's still PM.
Yeah, no, so AM sort of comes later. So
you're right.
I think AM is more strip clubs. And
Did ya?
Yeah, went to the strip club and, fucking sooted around that fucking joint again. Fucking wandering around. I talked to more blokes in that strip club than I did women, actually.
How's that? So I haven't been to a strip club in a while. I actually don't mind going to a strip club, but I won't... Invest.
I don't like the sale.
I don't invest money in it. Yeah. I'll go there for the atmosphere and you might see a set of boobs walking up on stage.
Boobies.
And they come over and they say, you want a bit, want a lap dance or something? I'm like, no, I don't. I'm just here with boys and we're drinking and we're listening. Yeah. You got music on and you might look over and there's a titty girl at the pole having a bit of a dance. You're like, I'm there for a bit of atmosphere.
Yeah.
I don't go there for lappies.
It was all atmosphere. So
it's good, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's good when you keep it to... It's just... If you're going to go to a titty bar or a strip club or whatever, as long as you walk away from there feeling like you kept true to yourself...
Yep.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
Whether you're married, you're not, you're single or whatever, that you can walk away and go, I had a fantastic time because I kept it to this point.
Fuck, whatever. I had a conversation with the wife. She said, oh, what did you do after the game? So we went to a bar and then went to the strip club. And she said, yeah.
Correct. Yeah.
So because it's a strip club. It's a strip club. Yeah, I'm looking at you. Yeah.
Fucking oath. Yeah. Like, if they're going to have their titties out, I'll have a look.
Yeah.
And that's all you...
It is what it is.
But as I've said, as for a bunch of lads that are going out on the piss... What better place to fucking be at than a titty bar?
I think you've got to end up in the fucking strip club. I think that's...
Strip club, titty bar, it's harmless fun.
Yeah.
You're paying for drinks, you're listening to music, and you know what? You look over and there's a set of boobies.
Boobies.
It's like, what else can your man want? There's a set of boobies.
We are simple folk. And, that was a great night. And like, we got home at about, I think it was close to 4 o'clock in the morning.
So that's the AM. So we spent a few hours in that strip club.
And the bar. I think we might have left the bar. I actually have no...
You don't know.
I have no time frame.
Do you even know how you got home?
Mm.
Oh, you do?
Uber.
Oh, all the way home?
Yeah, Uber. We Ubered it.
Holy fuck.
So I actually got to find out who fucking paid for that too. So I've got to fix this up for that too. So.
Oh, well.
Yeah. But so we Ubered it home and had a few mates that fucking rolled up on that too. So that was really good, meeting new people and shit like that. I mentioned one to you, so
yep.
Another Bowie boy, so I won't say your name or anything, but...
Don't need a name drop.
No, but just a fucking unexpected, no plans, fucking great Friday night, Saturday morning.
That's good, yeah. So I actually sent you a message maybe on Thursday or Wednesday saying, hey, I'd like to catch up on Saturday. Yep. Got a few things to run past you.
Yep.
Come Saturday.
No.
Well, you sent me a text saying, dude.
I'm fucked.
Yeah. I'm going to sleep today.
Wounded.
I didn't realize you're going out again.
Wounded.
Saturday night, you were stepping out. Yep. You were backing it up.
Yep. So I had tickets.
So you had a double header.
Yeah. VIP tickets to the Lions game.
There we go.
Yep.
But this time you took... Family or just
I took
Nat?
The wife. Yeah,
yeah, took
so
Nat.
Took Nat. So yeah. Nat and I went there. So I thought we would have actually ended up the strip club again, but yeah. And she'd go too. So.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was a really fucking great night. Like, I'm predominantly fucking NRL.
Yeah.
Like, but I love fucking going watching the game.
I've never been to an AFL match.
Have you not?
No, but that's only off my own backing of not fucking going to do it, because I reckon the atmosphere...
Fuck, mate, the atmosphere...
would be electric.
It's a little bit cross with soccer. So you've got the banter. You've got everyone fucking bantering. And it's just good crowds, like great crowds. It's a good game because there's so much going on. Not where the ball is. It's fucking everyone else jostling for fucking positions.
Yep.
And where we were too, like, it was fucking prime, mate. Like, you could smell them.
Upgrade your tool storage for the new year with help from Menards. For heavy-duty storage that protects your tools, choose Masterforce. From shelving units to cabinets and so much more, you can keep your tools safe and within reach. Get versatile and durable storage from Masterforce today. Check out all our Masterforce storage in-store or check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money
at Menards. Smell them.
They were that close. Like, yeah, it was right. Fucking great. And then, again, another members one. So I don't think I paid for fucking two games of fucking football on the weekend. And
how good's that?
All free. Just fucking, yeah,
hey, the perks of being Barney.
Oh, mate. It was just, a really Barney, good weekend.
Barney's footy trip. Or trips.
The only thing I didn't like is fucking catching the bus in for the AFL.
Okay.
Yeah, it's shit. I hate getting into a line to get a beer.
At the Gabba. Yeah.
But it wasn't that bad. So, and it goes for fucking so long, the AFL. So it started. So the first bounce was at 6:30. I think it was 10:30 before it finished.
Holy fuck.
Those fuckers would be exhausted. They did all the running around. I just sat there and drink piss.
Yeah.
But great.
Good
game.
On you.
Yeah, good game.
But no casino, no strip party after, or strip club.
Not after that, no. I was fucking...
You were wounded.
I was, proper. It was going downhill from there.
Any kebabs on that Friday night?
No.
No eating?
Actually, I don't think I did eat. I watched someone eat, so that was probably enough. So.
No 3 a.m. dirty kebabs to vomit up at 6 a.m?
No, there was not.
Oh, damn it.
No. Actually, I'm actually fucking starting to think that's probably why I'm so hungry now. I fucking forgot to eat. No, it was... I've had a fucking great weekend.
Oh, good. Yeah, it sounds like a fucking fantastic one.
And what did you get up to?
Mate, this weekend I worked and then I've just been doing, like I said, I've got a bit going on with the background of the Lads podcast. I've dropped a few bombs today with you.
You did, good. Mate. It's fucking...
But awesome. Shout out to our social media. We've got, of course, anyone that's listening, we're on... where are we on? We're on Spotify.
Spotify.
So you can listen to us...
Apple Music.
Apple Podcasts, yep. Mm-hmm. And then we've got... If you ever, with those platforms, you can like and subscribe and you can do all that sort of shit with that. So that's good. And that's how we grow the community. If people give us a 5-star review... So jump on board and do that. And anything that – and sharing. If you like something you see on one of our socials, whether it's a 30-second – what is it? The social bloody videos that we pump out on either TikTok or Facebook or Insta, share it around because that helps grow our community.
Get around. And is there like anything else we're on, Stiffy, or not?
There is.
There is. What else are we on?
So you want to bring that up?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Let's bring that up.
We were doing that, weren't we?
Yeah, we are.
Yeah.
So I want to drop a bit of a bomb. Now, with the future of the Lads podcast, we've got a lot going on into the future. And I want to start now by saying, hey, lads and lassettes or ladettes, however you want to call them, the kids, women of our community.
People that pretend you're cats, fucking the whatever.
We are now on Patreon.
Yep.
We are. Here we are. Now, it is something that we're going to explore and have a look at. And grow our community. However, for right now, Patreon for us is somewhere to put our back catalogue of all of our episodes we've done with audio and visuals. Yep. You guys and girls out there get to watch and listen to us on Patreon if you would like to. And guess what? Right now, it's a free membership.
It's free.
So everything that's recorded from our first episode with audios.
Mother's Day
2024. Right up to our first episode with the camera looking at us, which is episode 12. Up to today's episode and future episodes. They're all going to be free for you to look at and watch. You know what? You could be just wanting to go, you know what? There's nothing on tonight. I'm going to watch these two guys, Stiffy and Barney, sit down, drink a piss. And you can actually watch us. Do this podcast. And that's free. You can log on to Patreon, download the Patreon app. The back catalogs, now, right now as we speak, only one episode is on there.
Yeah.
Right? Episode 12. However, in the next day or two, there's going to be more put up. And over the next 3 to 4 weeks, every episode's going to be up there that you can do. So I want to grow our community on Patreon.
Yeah.
And it's a free subscription right now. However, in the future, we will have opportunities to do other things that will hopefully expand the Lads podcast.
Yep.
Yep.
And that's we can go out and do more content and shit like that too and bring more funny shit to you. So,
correct.
So we've got a lot planned and a lot of things we
actually there's a lot going
do,
on.
So, yeah.
So do us a favor. Download the Patreon app on your phone. Find the Lads podcast. Yep. And join as a free member.
Yep. Get on board.
Get on board.
Get on board.
And that way we can start growing that community as well. So that'd be fantastic as well. So that's us on Patreon. You know what's coming up real quick, dude, is right now is the 30th of March, which means when this drops, it's going to be the 1st of April being... Oh, hang on. No, this will drop. I don't know when this is going to drop. It's either going to be the 31st of April or the 1st of March.
Yeah, Monday or Tuesday.
Sorry. 31st of March or the 1st of April. Doesn't matter. We are fucking 4 weeks away from Podcast Royale 2.0.
Fuck. And I am right in the middle of my fitness program.
Like, you are fucking the weekend.
I was going to stop drinking piss, but I was going, nah, I'm fucking.
You're prepping.
I'm prepped. I'm on board.
Your prep staging, or what do you call it? Your fight camp or your prep camp leading up to the Podcast Royale. You are piss fit, bruz.
Yeah. I am fucking on fire.
That's good because I think I'm going to ramp up. Mm. I'm going to start really fitting in some fitness.
Yep.
When I mean fitness, I mean fitting these cans into my fucking gullet. And shout out to TC Coolers, who's the sponsor of the Lads podcast, Tommy.
Yep.
He's coming down with us as well. He's joining us at the Podcast Royale. I'm sure he's coming to the weigh-in.
Yep.
And he's going to be floating around and strutting around the Broadie Tavern with us.
Yep.
And he's also coming with us to the fight night and the after party.
Yep.
So shout out to Tommy.
Fucking Tommy on Thursday night and had a couple of beers at the Bearded Dragon.
Did ya?
So yeah, he's fucking.
Fuck you on the Pistons Thursday.
Oh mate, it's fucking. It's just that's my
shout out to you, Tommy.
That's my life.
Mm-hmm. And also for the fight card, I spoke to Noah at Peak Productions yesterday. One of our other amazing fucking sponsors.
Yep.
Shout out to you, Noah. He also will be floating around too. So he'll be with us Thursday night at the weigh-in.
Yep.
Anzac Day, I'm committed. Now, you're coming home to Anzac because you've got commitments elsewhere.
I'm coming down on Thursday for the weigh-in. Then I might stay the night.
Yep.
And then head back on Friday for Anzac Day to spend the day with my father-in-law.
Your father-in-law, yep. I'm planning on going to Currumbin. Last year I did Anzac Day at the Surfers Paradise, which was fucking amazing. This year, and I've always wanted to do one at Elephant Rock or Currumbin.
Yep.
This year, I'm doing it.
Yep.
I'm going to get up extra earlier. The one thing I'm worried about, though, is the morning fucking shit that I need to do. You know, when you wake up in the morning, say, right, it's Anzac Day morning. I'm thinking about, well, you know, we've got to get down there by, I think, 4:30-ish around there so that we go there for 4 to 5 o'clock, 5:30. Yep. When I need to shit and there's 16,000 fucking other people, where's the closest shitter that Stiffy can go in for a shit?
Yeah.
How do I prep for that? Do I make sure I shit before I go?
And you don't drink coffee, so that's not going to bring one on, is it? So
no. So what about, it's like Bunnings, right?
Yeah.
If you wake up and you have a shit and then you drive to Bunnings, the urge comes on, right?
Yep.
I've got a fear of when I go to Anzac Day morning down at, oh, you know what I could do?
Get a colostomy bag.
I could just go strip off and walk out in the ocean, do a shitty bog. Do a wavy aqua bog. That's my answer. Right, okay, now I'm calm.
So if you see Stiffy fucking wandering out in the beach, you know what's going on. It's going to look like Bondi.
It's like a crumb sausage float. I'm backing out in the beach, throw like a cat.
Yeah, but it is a problem though, like fucking...
shit on the beach and kick some sand over it.
You could be a furry. Stiffy's going to be a
furry. I'm not going to be a furry. I'm not going to be a furry. I'll be a dog. You know when the dog arches his back? Oh, piss funny. I got a story. We got four. Well, the kids have got four calves, and I was watching this calf, the cow, right? It's a calf. Whatever. Fuck. Who cares?
It's a baby cow.
Anyway, this fucking baby cow was taking a shit, right? But it took a shit exactly like my son and daughter have got two little doggies, like little mini foxies. And you know how the dog arches its back, puts its tail up and shits like a little dog. This cow took a shit like it was a dog.
Did it not scratch after it? Like fucking...
No, it didn't. Nah. But when I looked over at it, because when I look at, like, you know, I'm a dairy farmer's son, right? I see cows shit all the time. They don't do that.
Nah, they just lift
their tail
and
fucking
shit.
Squirt it out and fucking shit coming out of it. This fucking calf, I shit you not, I reckon it's been watching the dog shit and it's picked up the fucking arched back. It fucking put its tail up. It done the whole fucking dog shit, fucking cow shit, dog shit fucking thing. I looked over and I said to my daughter, I'm like, Ellie, why is your cow or calf shitting like a dog?
And what did she say?
She's like, I don't know. It's just this.
Dog cow.
So there's a dog cow. So that could be me on Currumbin Beach. Yeah, that's my answer. I shit like a dog. Mm. My back's arched up, pants down around my ankles.
Ankles?
My ankles.
Oh, so your ankle's behind you or not?
It's an ankle poo.
Shout out to Uncle Steve.
So it's an ankle poo where I shit on the beach. Oh, if you cover it with sand, would you pick it up and throw it in the ocean? Because you don't want to get wet.
I'm fucking doing it anyway. I'm not touching it.
It's probably not nice to shit on that beach either.
Shouldn't shit on the beach. Just fucking.
It's not a remote beach, is it?
Just
kids are going to late. Yeah, I didn't think this through. Now I'm thinking about, okay, fast forward about 5 hours and the sun's up and people want to go lay on the beach, put the towel down. And there's a stiffy bog.
Can you imagine that?
They'd be like, CSI Currumbin comes out and fucking does some testing. It's like, yep, we know who this shit is. This looks like a stiffy shit. How can you tell?
I don't know. I've got no idea.
Fuck, I'm dribbling some shit.
Actually,
that's my biggest fear.
Could tell because it had fucking sunscreen on it. You would have sunscreened and something you'd fucking burn.
It'll look like it's a dog shit sitting out there for 3 days that's gone all white. Oh, you'd be questioning that. Is that sunscreen or is that something else?
It's a dog turd. Yeah, shout out to people that don't pick up your dog turds. Pick up your dog turds.
So shout out, fucking hell, shout out to Podcast Royale 2.0. Shout out to Noah from Peak Productions because he's going to come down with us fucking, because last year, you know what? Last year, that man, Noah, made my whole weekend.
Yeah.
My whole weekend. So I can't wait for Noah, if you're listening, the weigh-in. I can't wait for Broadie Tavern.
Yep.
Fucking just can't wait for everything.
Yeah, the whole weekend's going to be a good weekend. So if you haven't got tickets yet, apparently there's still a couple of tickets.
Yeah, and anyone listening, if you guys want to come down and watch, I think there's there's 8 fights. There's more than 16 because there's a 7-man fucking blind man fucking
and
fight.
And there is a legally blind man
in
that fight. Man Dan.
No, it's not Blind Man
Dan. It's not Blind Man Dan.
No, it's some other dude.
It's another one.
It's not Blind Man Dan.
There's two blind people.
Yeah. So anyway, fucking get your tickets to the go on to Ticket Tech to get your tickets for the fight night. And if you listen to any of these podcasts, and I guarantee it, you will have the best weekend away.
Yeah.
And then jump onto the Alpha Events website and make sure you purchase your after party tickets because after the fight, we walk next door, because that's at the Gold Coast Convention Centre. We simply walk next door to the casino. They've got the whole back fucking room where you have 5 hours, I think, 4 hours or 5 hours of free drinks and free food.
Yep.
Oh, my God. That's where we get into our serious food. There was food. I got some food there last year.
Mate, that was you done dancing. So you were the dancer.
Oh, shout out to my cousin Liam. And my cousin Fern, which is his wife, lovely lady Fern. She's way better than Liam. Liam's just a shitbag. Fern's a beautiful woman. Liam, you're a fucking idiot. Shout out to you. Oh, and I'm giving them 2 stubby coolers to strut around the weekend with fucking lad's potty. Anyway, last year I was fucking, I think I was on his shoulders. I think he had me up on his shoulders at one stage and I was like,
on the dance floor.
Yeah. Strutting. We were grinding. Yeah, I think I was grinding his ass.
I'm not a dancer.
No?
No, I can't dance.
Yeah, I don't mind it.
No.
Bit of stiffy shuffle.
Just fucking strutting around everyone. Fucking yarned everyone.
You were fucking strutting around, right? All right, so shout out to all of that. This week I've been a slack fuck. Only been to gym twice. Anyway, that's me.
That's exactly. Actually, let me look at my phone.
Let's have a look at your phone.
Yeah.
What have you got?
I was going to have a look at how many times I went to the gym.
Oh.
That's 2 times more than what I have.
Yeah. Yep. Anyway, and you know what? I went to the gym on the week and said, fuck, I'm only here for another 4 weeks leading up to the fight night and then I'm going into hibernation. I said this to Susie at F45 at Chimboomba. I said, nah, you got me for 4 more weeks and then I'm hibernating. And she's like, Stiffy, do you know what you're just saying? And I was like, yeah. I'm going to be a fat cunt and go to bed and not wake up. She's like, mate,
you do not like waking up early.
Summer bodies are not made in winter. And I'm like, yeah, true. Oh, no, she said summer bodies are made in winter. And I'm like, yeah, true that. Anyway, fast forward about 4 hours later, I get a text message from F45. Good to see you, Stiffy. Rah, rah, rah. Just remember, summer bodies are made in winter. So shout out to you, Susie. You've actually fired me up. You're like, no, you're right.
Yeah, he's still going to hibernation.
Anyway, shout out to you, Hemsy. Thanks, Hemsy, for being my gym buddy.
Yes, I actually spoke about going to do a bit of boxing as well.
Oh, yes.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner. So you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
We're going to have to...
What's the...
Oh, listen, that's on the cards. So realistically, all right, now that you've put this up on the potty, I'm going to manifest, fast forward 12 months, for Podcast Royale 3.0.
Oh, you
want to
fight?
I'm going to fight. I want to fight.
Yep.
Fuck yes, I want to fight.
Actually,
so,
if you don't even get in a fight, like maybe you can fight someone else.
I want to put myself in a good position to be possibly the oldest fighter that Podcast Royale has ever had. Because at that stage, I will be 47. That's old. But yet, I'm the fittest I've ever been in a long time. So, this... Yeah, Hamzy and I
you
are going
to... fight next year.
I actually do.
That's called manifesting, mate. So, you've put it out there. So, fucking...
So, I got to learn how to fight. And I also got to learn how to take a punch in the fucking face. This fucking nose of mine...
Yeah.
It's never been punched properly. Because I do all the punching. Yeah. All the fights I've been in, mate. Fucking, yeah. I've sorted them out well and truly. Yeah. Once you get a fucking stiffy punch, you don't get up. Talking about my 16, 17, 18-year-old fucking career of Friday night fucking fight night. However, yeah, I'm going to throw it out there. Yep. I want to see me...
Manifest it. And that's what manifesting is.
At next year's fucking podcast, Royale 3.0. So shout out to your alpha community. Sign me up. Anyway, so to do that, I'm going to prove... over the next 12 months, learning how to box, fitness level through the fucking roof, know how to punch, know how to take a punch, and last the three rounds of 2 minutes to put on a decent show.
I actually want to help. Like, can I be the one punching you?
You can
like,
punch me in the face.
Find out
mate, I need to take punches.
Yeah, like, you got a hands down. You're not going to punch you back.
No, just punch.
Just punch her.
Just punch me.
Yeah, right out.
Be the fucking bag. I'll be the bag.
You be the bag.
You just punch the bag. Done. Yep. So anyway, that's for the future. So, and Hemdy's on board with actually joining up with Justin at Butters at Boxing Club. So shout out to you, Justin at Butters at Boxing.
And the Butters at Storm too. So
and he's got a new fight coming up at the end of the month, end of April. His Saudi Arabia fight's coming up soon too. So shout out to your buddies at Storm, Dylan Biggs.
So heading over to Saudi.
Yeah, definitely. It's happening. So
man, good on you. Well done.
Yeah, big fucking shout out to Dylan. Massive fan of you. The commitment that you put into boxing, fucking just psychs me up.
And
you know what?
It.
You know what? I want Dylan to punch me in the face. No, I don't.
I reckon I think we could punch actually me fucking
organize I think
that.
He'll fucking. I think he'll, he. No, yeah. It's not all. It's not, I think he's going to knock me out. I know he's going to knock me out. Yeah. But however, wouldn't it be awesome to be training in the same gym as the Butters at Storm?
Yeah.
Be fucking amazing. Mate. So that's fucking pumping me up. Hemzy, if you're listening, and I know you do, we're going to do this. And then you know what? If I don't get selected for the podcast 3.0, guess what? I've just got some fucking awesome experience in boxing.
And you're fitter.
And I'm fitter.
Yep.
And... mate, get out of your head and get in the sheds. And part of that shed is a fucking bit of gym work. So good.
Actually, you helped me out in the shed today, actually. So you come around the shed and fucking helped me do
I did this
bit
morning.
Of work on the fucking daddo. So that was, shed. Mate, oi, thanks for that too.
Before appreciate we get it. Too far into that, I'm going to press pause because I need to piss.
Right out.
Right.
Today's episode is also brought to you by TC Coolers. If you're looking for something unique, some custom gear to make your business stand out or your man cave even better,
then TC Coolers has you covered. TC specializes in custom stubby coolers, air fresheners, drink coasters, trucker haps, and much, much more.
And if you've got an idea, Thomas will make it happen. From design to delivery, he will ensure pickup is quick with top-notch quality.
Whether it's for your business, branding, party favors, or just to add a personal touch to your space, then they can do it all. Visit TC Coolers on Facebook today and let's bring your vision to life. So we're just talking about the daddo. We're fucking... I come around to your shed this morning.
Yeah, help me fix the bonnet cable. Wasn't long enough and fucking extended that. So cheers for that, mate.
Thanks, mate. No worries. It was good to come around and just work out, you know, look, okay, that's what our problem is.
Yep.
What's our solution?
It was great, mate. Bang. And Kai was over there, mate. He was fucking balls deep in that too. So it was good.
Yeah. Fucking nice.
Yeah. It's good fun. Getting in the shed. And that's 100% what we promote, mate. Get it out of your fucking head. Get in your shed.
So how is the daddo going, like, progress-wise?
Daddo progress. So I think I told you today it was 11 years ago that I started this thing.
Yep. It's been a bit of a project.
I've actually had two different bodies. So, admittedly, there's been a bit of time in that. There's been a lot of slack time. There's been a lot of fucking... a lot of procrastination. Like, it's fucking been that. But now I've actually got another bloke that's fucking helped me out as well too. So he's a wealth of knowledge with the dados and and it's always good. So it's not just about getting out of your head and getting in the shed. It's actually get into your shed, get in with a couple of mates and shit like that, and it fucking just makes things happen.
Yeah.
And, like, you can go down there and just go, oh, I can't be fucked today. But if you've got someone else down there that's actually fucking driving you.
Bit of motivation.
And whipping you and the shit like that. So, yeah, fucking shout out to Steve. So, I'll, a big hats off to you. Like,
that's all right, bud.
Driving me.
That's good. No, it's good to see. And it's been a few months since I've seen the Dado last too. So, it's good to see the progression. Like, last time I was there, there was no interior. There was no, there was just, it just looked like a shell.
Yep.
So there's been progression.
Yeah.
So it, and for someone like you, you might not see that progression, but since I was there last night, fuck, you've done some work here.
Yeah. The little steps. It's the little steps. So it's not like fucking you get shit done. You fucking, it's, you can see sort of a heap of shit, but it's like every nut and bolt now is fucking one step closer. So I think the doors go on next weekend and the interior, and then it goes off the day after the fight night.
It is too.
Yeah, so Monday. I'm fucking I'm bad choices for that.
Oh,
so.
Well, listen, we just make it work, right? But that's all right. Whether you come home Sunday night.
Or just, yeah.
Because Sunday night, I'm not drinking down at the coast.
Why not?
Oh, it's, I don't know. Am I?
Sunday, why wouldn't you?
I didn't last year. Sunday night was just a, all right, let's get these toxins out of my body for a Monday morning. Because I've got to go straight to work Monday morning. So do you.
So but we have toxins?
Oh, we have to. After that weekend, there's a fair bit of fucking bad shit sort of come out of me.
Mate, the last fucking one was, mate, I got that crook. There was that fucking rhinovirus going around.
Yeah, I know. Yeah,
and they call it the ABC fucking...
Yeah.
The ABC
but flu. I can just see by the time we get to lunchtime Sunday, bruhs, it's like, right, okay, we've given it 3-4 days here. You got Anzac Day. You got Broadie Tavern Saturday afternoon. You got the casino Saturday night.
Yeah.
We are fucking done a good... Anyway.
Yeah. All I can see there is, like, my mama didn't raise no quitter. Like, fuck you. I'm fucking... My
if
mama,
you're drinking Sunday night, the only thing I'm drinking, the only thing will be, like, cocktails. I won't be drinking beer. I won't be drinking spirits. It'll be like cocktails.
Yeah, no, fuck off.
And talking about cocktails, what a fucking segue into. I got sent a cocktail. Now I think this cocktail was from Coyote's next door neighbour, and it's called. I'll show you a photo. Here's my phone. The cocktail's called Lick Her Butthole.
Is it?
Yeah.
Is it?
It's called Lick Her Butthole. Now you will need 2 ounces of white rum, 2 ounces of pineapple juice, and 2 ounces of coconut cream. That's all you put in it. So it's got, it's actually only 2 ounces of white rum. Now, what's an ounce in mils?
I don't know. That's why we need a switch bitch.
So
we actually need a switch
bitch. We do need it. Do you want to talk about that?
If anyone's got a fucking... If you want to come on board as a switch bitch, fucking...
Are we gonna advertise it right now? Well, let's do it.
Why not?
Like, so, the lads podcast is a duo.
Yep.
You and me, Barney and Stiffy. Let's every week from now start saying or start advertising, we want a trio.
Yep.
We want someone to come on board. Now, this is not just some average person. We need someone that's got some talent.
Yeah. And someone that can actually sit in the corner in a fucking full leather outfit, in a fucking gimp suit.
Yep.
And just fucking press buttons.
Correct. Like, so if you
can't do that.
If you know someone that wants to sit in the corner in a full black leather gimp suit.
That's an option. You actually don't have to do that. So if you
what do you mean they don't have to? What there might have to be a reason.
That's going to be way too hot. There might it's fucking Queensland.
Their initiation might. What about initiation process? Yeah. They might have to go through a GIMP process. So. You never say never.
Never.
You might have to.
You may occasionally need to wear a GIMP
suit. So we're going to put it out there. We need some help.
Yeah, we need help.
Why do we need help, Barney?
I have a drinking problem.
Simply because We're getting bigger.
Yeah, we're getting bigger.
And the workload that's coming on is good. It's handable. There's no problems. But we both feel like there's an opportunity.
Third person.
There's an opportunity for a third person to come on the show and be involved with the show. Now, just to let you know, you don't get paid at all, except for we'll probably shout you the piss that you drink during the episode. You can have a beer or two.
And we might let you talk every
now and then. We might give you a microphone.
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyone out there that knows anyone that's good with, hey, if you're good with social media, you're good with computers, you're good with software programs, I don't need to go too much into it, but if you know someone that's pretty handy around, you know, that type of industry.
Yeah, it probably needs to be in the Bay Desert area.
Oh, I think you have to be in the Bay Desert area. You've got to be able to be here at the studio.
Yeah, to fly from Melbourne to here.
In the scenic rim area is probably where we need to probably say because, you know, scenic rim, if you're half an hour away, you'll come down for it. Anyway, that's up to you. We want to put a third person on, a trio. We want to put someone on that suits our culture here at the Lads Podcast. And it may take us 6 months to find someone.
It could do.
But let's start talking about it now.
But we've also got big things. So there's a few things in the fucking pipeline that we're fucking...
Yeah.
There's a bit going on.
2025 is massive.
Yep.
And we're already... Fuck, we're already in the fourth month. But I tell you what, 2025, by the end of 2025, there's a fucking bit going on that we can just say, guess what? We did that.
Yep.
Yep. And we've talked about that off air. Anyway, that's getting onto it. But hey, we need to make everyone aware... Our listeners are aware, if you know someone that's really good with computers, really good with social media, they've got, they're already doing maybe content with editing with software programs and uploading to the TikToks and the social and the Facebooks and all that sort of stuff, they've got to have experience.
Yeah.
More than what we've got anyway to make it valuable to bring this person on. And yes, we will not be paying you at the start, but except for paying you with compliments and alcohol.
And beers. Yep. We'll give you a hat too.
So. Oh, you might, yeah. Tommy give might give you something.
And a fucking stubby cooler.
And there'll be a gimp mask in the corner.
Yep.
Anyway, there's that. That's good. Right, now we're getting on. There's a couple of things I have in my list that I want to go on with.
Actually, before you do that,
yeah,
let me go into the iTip footy fucking app.
Tell me about your footy tips this week.
Let's have a fucking quick look at that. So, iTip footy, pressing that button.
Because Barney does every week, for anyone that's just started listening, Barney has set his weekly, the whole year.
I've done the whole year.
Footy tips, and you are betting that the win will be the home team.
So there is no thought pattern in this whatsoever. It is
so round 16 is just simply anyone that's at home is the winner.
Yeah, anyone. So
anyone.
Everything Every has round. Been home. So it doesn't matter if you're paying fucking $4.50. So let's go into this. Let's have a quick look at this. So we've got the Rabbits and Panthers. You know the Panthers.
Yeah.
Panthers are fucking...
Yeah.
They're going good, aren't they?
They are, yeah, but they're
Who
missing...
Who would you picked?
Before I knew the results, I would be 50-50 shining on the Rabbitohs because Cleary's out.
Mm.
So, but with what the Panthers have, three fucking premierships in a row, you're kind of like, well, they've got a lot of experience. So I would have then lent towards still a Panthers win, but I think the Rabbitohs got up.
Yeah, so Rabbitohs. So I was one of only two people that actually picked Rabbitohs. So.
Was that because that was the home team?
100% it is. It's fucking absolutely no thought pattern.
Correct.
So Roosters lost against fucking Titans. Dolphins and Broncos, obviously fucking Broncos. Okay. Fucking
but wait, what? But hang on. Was that a home team? Was that a
Because it was played there, but it was actually classed as a fucking Dolphins game.
It was a Dolphins home. Dolphins home game. Yeah, correct. I thought that was the case. Because the Broncos played there 2 weeks ago.
Yep.
And that was their home game.
But this is my fucking La Pisa Lusistance is the fucking Storm against fucking Dragons.
Oh.
Storm are just fucking phenomenal. You've watched the fucking Bellamy fucking thing.
Like oh,
the
fucking
culture. The culture of the Storm, the whole NRL Storm thing is a fucking success story. Except for fucking Dragons. Dragons sucks. And I'm going to shout out to one of my mates down in fucking Griffith, Phil. Fucking Dragons fucking got up. Well done, mate. Oh, fucking you must be proud.
So the Dragons got the Storm.
Yeah.
Now, there's a lot of people out for the Storm too, aren't there?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, exactly. But it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. It's not going to change anything that I do for the whole comp. So everything's a home team. Cowboys against fucking Raiders, 30-20. So I think that was a good win as well. Sharks fucking lost. And we've still got actually, can we have a look at the live score on Seagulls against Parramatta?
Oh, are they playing right now?
Yeah. Can you press pause for a sec?
I can do. And we're back on. How are you going there, Brad?
Yeah, so anyway, so we're back to the Eels versus Manly. I have actually taken Manly.
Because it's a home game for Manly?
Is it?
Is that at Brookvale? Must be if it's...
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner. So you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Manly, eh?
Yep. So I 100% against the fucking Manly's going to win because they're fucking playing the Eels, which are my team.
What's the score?
It is currently 12-0.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
so
but what,
I've won that. So.
How far through the game are we?
So let's go. It's fucking nearly all over halfway. So.
Oh, yeah. Okay, cool.
And let me give you a fucking bit of an overall. So I'll give you a weekly overall.
Yep, for your tipping.
So this week I'm actually coming in fifth.
Oh, hello.
For the weekly.
Yeah, for the
weekly.
Week.
So let's go to
overall. It's a good effort because there's 33 of you. So that's a good.
Let's go to overall.
You're at the pool end.
I'm moving up.
Yeah.
I'm fucking moving up. I'm grinding. I'm going to win this thing. I'm 11th.
You were 13th last time, I think.
No, I was like fucking 15th or 16th.
Oh, no, you were week. You were worse than that.
Yeah, so you're out of 30.
Yeah.
So I'm in the top fucking 10%.
Fucking well done.
Yeah.
Well done.
I could actually win this, so I was hoping just to get my money back.
Mate, even to be in the top 10 for that strategy that you're playing is going to be phenomenal. And fuck, if you take out the win on that strategy, fucking look out.
And the games we have actually left over are...
For this week, I thought that would be the last game, Sunday afternoon.
We've still got Tigers and Warriors. So they play at 5:10, which is 4:13 now. So.
Yep.
And I've picked the Tigers. So.
Tigers home game. Cool. Righto.
So that's the weekly football update.
Righto. Okay. Well, I'm not going to talk too much more about what I had on because it's already at fucking 48 minutes, bruz. So we're going to... I got a bit of a motivation and I've got a few jokes sent in. So do you want to do moto or jokes?
Let's do a moto and then jokes.
Let's do moto?
Yeah, let's do moto and then jokes.
And then jokes. Righto. I probably need to go out of there and go back into here. That's how fucking organised I am. You want to do motivation?
Yep.
Let's hope this plays.
Fuck. I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
I don't give a shit what anybody says or what anybody thinks. I have this mindset. I know exactly who the fuck I am. I have my circle of people that I hang around with who know me and know what I'm about and whatever. And anybody else who doesn't like it or doesn't want to, fucking bad. Okay. Yeah.
Yep.
Dana White.
Talking about he doesn't give a fuck about...
No fucks
given.
100%.
And if you're not in my circle, he doesn't give a fuck if you're not in my circle.
Yeah.
And after a bit of things that have been going on for the last couple of weeks and today, that attitude's always been there for me about I don't give a fuck about anyone else. Yeah. I do, sorry. I don't give a... It's not that attitude. It's about...
It's not about ego. Ego's dropped off. It's fucking...
Yeah. Where we're going in the future for us as a business, as a lads podcast... Like, if you want to come on board with us, fucking jump in.
Yeah,
it's going to be fucking exciting.
There's a few actually sponsorship fucking deals coming up too. So
opportunities.
There's a few things there. So if you've got a fucking few coin to fucking spend on with a sponsorship, we've got some exciting news coming up. So,
but you know, it's just another thing that pumps me up when you're just like, don't worry about the noise that could be going on in the background about fucking rah, 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 or you're doing this wrong or you're doing that wrong or this. You know what? Fuck them.
You know what, Stiffy? It's fucking actually none of your business what anyone else has got to say about you. That's none of your business.
Yeah.
It's fucking...
Don't worry about them. Fuck them.
Fuck them.
Just the circle of friends that you have, or yeah. and I'm talking about now like as a private life too, is just like people that want to be around you
yeah.
will want to be around you because the person that you are yeah. is the person that they enjoy to be around.
And like Dana White says, fuck them.
Fuck them.
Fuck them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fuck them.
Fuck.
Brings a smile to my face.
I think actually fucking Dana White said fucking was another one too, was cocaine's expensive. You got to go to work.
Don't get outdone by a crackhead. Get to work.
Oh, that's a great saying, isn't it? Fucking do not let a fucking crackhead fucking out hustle you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, hustle. It's good. Just fucking... You got visions, you got goals, you got life achievements that you want to achieve. Go out, give it a red hot crack.
Yeah.
And if people around you are talking you down or talking smack about you, or not even that, or even just thinking
and that, the people that won't
work,
you as well.
Or that won't work. But if you've got people around you that go, "Fuck, I'm excited for you," or "Holy shit, man, are you going to give that a crack?"
Yeah, they're the people you want to be around.
Embrace those people because that encouragement and that positivity around in your network and around your circle will take you places.
And that's why I'm still married to my wife, because she's
fucking oath.
She's that person. She's
So fucking oath. Shout out to everybody that loves positivity and loves to get around people that are doing good things.
Yep.
Fucking oath. I'm all pumped for that. Have you got a joke today? I
actually don't have a joke. I have another little thing I want to bring into the show.
Okay, well, I've got one, and I think we've got a couple of call-ins with some jokes as well. So let's go with, I guess, this first. All right. Are you ready for this one? This is This is a joke that's been sent in by a listener. It was via email. And this is from Hansy, is his nickname.
Hansy.
So like, you know, your hand.
Yep.
He's got two of them.
Yep.
Hansy.
Is he Hansy?
He's like, from Brackenridge.
Like touch you or?
Hansy from Brackenridge.
Yep.
No, I think he got that nickname because back in the day, back in the 90s or, late 90s, I used to race with him and he broke both hands on the motorbike.
Oh, so now he's Hansy.
No, it wasn't. Didn't get it then. You know, got surgery, fixed them up, 2 years later he broke both of them again. So he broke both hands twice, so four broken hands. So we just started calling him Hansy.
Wow.
That's how we got it. So anyway, shout out to you, Hansy. He's a concreter now. I think he's got a few concrete pumping trucks. Hansy. All right, here we go. An 8-foot man has been searching the world for an 8-foot woman with no success. Finally, he settled for 2 4-foot women and screwed them together. Oh, fuck.
Yep.
Oh, good set.
Screwed them together. Yeah. Why wouldn't you? Thanks, Hansy, for that. That's a fucking clanger.
All right, here we go. We've got two call-ins. You ready?
Yep.
G'day, lads. Cordy's neighbour here.
Cordy, next door neighbour.
What do you call 2 lesos in a closet?
I don't know, man. What
a
do you...
liquor cabinet.
Oh, fuck, that's gold.
Mm. I was thinking sort of the come out thing, but yeah.
I was thinking of scissors. Two lesos scissoring.
Yep.
And I'm thinking scissor cabinet.
Yeah, liquor land.
Yeah. But then he brought it with the goods. Lesbians. Thanks. Shout out. Cordy's next one over.
Yeah. Fucking bring the goods all
the time. Favourite of the show.
Yeah.
Love you, bruz. All right, here's another one.
Lads, how you going? Pink Bits here, just calling in for another joke, but Pink I thought Bits. I'd give Stiffy a good dad joke. Seems he doesn't mind a dad joke.
Thanks, mate. Yep.
Thanks, why doesn't Elton John like lettuce?
Oh, I don't know.
Because he's a rocket man.
Because he's a
rocket.
Oh. That's a classic dad. That actually is, that's a good joke.
A rocket man, yep.
That's a fucking cracker of a joke. Thanks, Pink Bits.
Love it.
Shout out to you, bros. Oh, fuck.
What?
Pink Bits actually sent us in. We got to have a shot. We haven't done that yet.
We have not, actually.
Let me press pause.
It's not the only thing Pink Bits has done.
Oh, Pink Bits has done a lot.
Wow, look at this.
Oh, he has too. He's, you know, he's what Pink's Bit's done. Now, shout out to Patreon because you'll get to see this on Patreon.
Yeah.
There's two of them. There's another one. Let me get up and get it.
And it's free too, sir.
You talk about what you're, what is that called?
So it's a, it looks like a Queensland number plate and it's got the lads, get out of your head, get into your shed. So we found this on a table when we got here this afternoon. So thank you very much, Pink Bits, for sending that in.
Yeah, and there's, another one that's called, I'll point this up to the camera so anyone on Patreon be able to see this.
Yeah.
It's a first aid sticker, but it's actually called, instead of first aid, it's called the Thirst Aid Kit. Yep. And that's going to go on our fridge, which is over the back of me, to quench our thirst.
Absolutely. Fucking good quality stickers too, sir.
Shout out to you, Pink Bits.
Yeah, no.
Thanks, Braz.
Fucking done a good job.
We've got to get that. We've got to do a shot. Hang on.
Oh, yeah, do a shot. Yeah, give me one. Actually, I'm going to have a pee too, sir.
Righto, we're back on. Righto.
So not only has he made these fucking awesome. Let's call them awesome. Awesome stickers up. He's also supplied us with this.
What's this? I don't know what this.
It's a sweet raspberry top up.
It's like a liqueur or a. Anyway, so it's something that he's supplied us with, that he's given us or he's acquired. Anyway, while Barney's doing that, I'll just give a shout out to anyone listening on Spotify. We are actually going to, and I've said this already, that, you know, Patreon is up and running. And I said that I'll put the back catalogue. But what I might have to do, Barney, is I might have to release this episode so it's up on Patreon because we're talking about it. So yeah. They want to be able to watch us.
Yeah, give you a bit of an idea of what's going on. So,
and see the visual.
And actually see what goes on behind the scenes. So are we going to do it unedited? Like fucking, there's just nothing. Like fucking, they get the whole nine yards.
As in on Patreon?
Yeah.
Well, they get to see us drink this and then if you have a weird fucking reaction to it or vomit, because Spotify, they can't see you.
Actually, it would have been good on that when I found that fucking cane toad in that.
Well, it's going up too. Dollar. Yeah. So anyway, I might have to upload this episode up faster. Yeah, cheers, mate.
Cheers.
Cheers to all the background work we've been doing too. Oh, fuck.
Oh, that's good. I'm going to have one more.
Can you pour me another one?
Have another one. Oh, that's good, isn't it?
What are you...
I'm thinking like fucking fire engines. I'm actually thinking Collins Cordial straight out of
you know the what I'm getting?
Thing with no water.
I'm getting those red frogs, those lollies.
Mm.
If you know those red frogs you get at the candy... At the
candy store.
That's a red frog.
Mm. That's yummy.
That's a red frog that's going to kick you in the ass.
Up your bum.
Cheers, biggies. Oh, wow.
Oh, thanks, Pink Bits.
Thanks, Pink Bits.
That is
seriously. Now just taste it. Imagine sucking on a red frog.
Mm.
That lolly.
Yep. That's yummy.
That's really yummy.
I'm just going to have one more.
Oh, if you're going to have one more, I'm going to need one more. Righto. Juice it up. All right, so... We're nearly finishing here because obviously if we have more of these, we're going to have to. But I think that's all I've got for today.
No, I think you're going to mow this afternoon, remember?
No, as in I'm going to mow. But what else?
Still, you reckon or not?
What else did I have to talk about before?
Two more of these and no more mowing.
No, I think I'm done. Cheers, mate. Third nip. Oh, that is gold.
Mm.
All right, so one more shout out to Patreon. We are now Patreon. So if you guys want to watch us, you can. Download the Patreon app. Look and search for The Lads Podcast. Join as a free member. You get all of the back catalogue for free. Yep. You get to watch us. You get to listen to us.
It's not going
to
cost you anything.
Nothing. It costs you nothing.
Yep. It's free.
It's free.
ATM.
In the future, we are going to be doing, you know, other things in the future where, Patreon will kick into a different level and there'll be subscriptions and whatnot.
Yeah, but when we start doing our vlogs and stuff like that.
For right now,
that's all coming
we
up.
Want to compliment and give away what we've done already as a free subscription. So download Patreon, jump on board, join as a member. We want to see that community grow as well. Otherwise, all of our other communities, our TikTok, our social media with Facebook, our Instagram... jump on board, like, subscribe, share around. We'll grow this podcast together. I'm a stiff man. Shout out to Tommy at TC Coolers and Noah at Peak Performance for putting in their efforts in the behind the scenes.
Peak Productions?
Yep.
Peak Performance?
Oh, did I say Performance?
Yeah, Peak Performance. I actually got one more thing to Peak say Productions. Before we go to that. So I've actually got one more. So it's a riddle.
Shoot me.
So I'm not going to actually give it away now, but I'm going to actually say it. And if you guess it right now and ring in on the next show, I'll give you a hat.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
So you're going to start the riddle?
Yep.
And they've got to finish it?
And they've got to finish it. So, and no Googling, you fucks. So,
oh, yeah. Anyway.
They're going to Google it. So get a hat anyway. So one person. Let's pick one
hat
person.
Or a stubby cooler?
Oh, I'll give him a hat.
Okay.
I'll give him a hat to start off with. So.
Your courtesy. Your kind courtesy. Your
so why is Europe like a frying pan?
There you go. Finish that riddle and you get a free stubby cooler or a hat.
Or a hat.
Anyway.
Yep.
Well, I am the stiff man. Barney set you a target a target? A quest?
It's fucking.
What is it again?
It's fucking.
Why is Europe.
Frogs.
What is it?
Why is Europe like a frying pan?
Finish that riddle. Send it in. And how do they send it in, mate?
Theladspotty@gmail.com. Send in a voice recording. Everyone's got an iPhone unless you've got a Nokia fucking 3610.
Send us into a Gmail account. Sorry. Yep,
theladspotty@gmail.com.
Well done, Bryce.
Voice recording and send over.
Righto. Well, I'm the stiff man. I'm fucking out of here and I'm getting drunk and I love it.
See you, bye. Come on, let's go. I don't know what comes in, but I couldn't care less. I refuse to be stressed. There's no fear in my chest. Hit a pull for my steps. Walk away from the pain I've been through. This feeling of it is brand new. This is the moment I break through.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.